Michelle Bachelet has been elected as the next president of Chile. With 99% of votes counted, Dr. Bachelet garnered 62% of the vote, according to election officials. Evelyn Matei of the Conservative Independent Democratic Union Party received over 37% of the vote and conceded the election. Dr. Bachelet campaigned on promises of pension reform, income growth, environmentally conscious expansion of energy resources, and improved relations with neighboring nations. While Chile has enjoyed significant economic growth in recent years, income inequality remains a challenge. Some 10% of Chileans earn up to 60% of the national income. This is widely seen and cited as an obstacle to continued economic growth in the country. Dr. Bachelet, a Socialist Party candidate, was president from 2006 to 2010. She was the first female president of Chile and left office with high approval ratings. Presidents are prohibited from seeking immediate re-election. In 2010, she was tapped to head UN Women, a United Nations agency created to promote gender equality around the world. Chile's constitution requires a presidential candidate to receive more than 50% of the vote to win. Michelle Bachelet came close to receiving a majority of the votes after the first round election on November 17th. She received 46% of the votes, 20 percentage points ahead of her closest rival. Still, the sizable lead was not enough to avoid a second round in December. She decisively won the second round. The United States congratulates President-elect Bachelet on her election. President Obama called President-elect Bachelet on December 18th to congratulate her. They spoke about strengthening bilateral cooperation in the areas of science, technology, and the environment, and about Chile's role in the UN Security Council. The Chilean people have once again demonstrated their commitment to democratic values. Since its successful transition from a military government, Chile has emerged as a model of democratic governance. The United States and Chile share a strong relationship based on their commitments to democratic ideals, human rights, and economic opportunity. The United States values the warm collaboration it has enjoyed during President Sebastián Piñera's administration and looks forward to working with President-elect Michelle Bachelet when the new administration takes office in March.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。